And Wayne Harris rejoins us. Morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Shawnee. How are you?
I'm terrific, mate. Looking forward to a good day today.
It's beautiful, mate. Yeah, it's been a bit chilly in mornings and nights, but these were lovely days.
All right. Now, the first day today is a maiden plate 2000. Got a full field. One Blues Bros 215, five Seething Drake 310, six Chilly Beauty is at $8. Also, eight The Intern at $8. Seven Dress Rehearsal 12, three Mateship at 13, four Roving Eye 18, and two LeBron $21.
Oh, 2000 metre maiden, that tries us out, doesn't it? Went 1, 5, 6, and 8. Blues Bro's been, he's a 7 year old now, still a maiden, but he's a late starter, I think, and he's been knocking on the door. He's very, very one pace, and he's been placed his past couple. He went from 1500 up to the 2000 there on the Beaumont last start, beaten by Jagger, and he looked like he's going to win it. He was backed off the map on that occasion, too. So he gets his chance today on the big track, like in running, it should be hard to beat. I've thrown in number 5, Seething Drake. Another one's been placed his past couple of starts. Really does probably deserve a change of luck. It's always around the money and can stick. Of the others, number 6, Chilly Beauty. The runs have been okay. It didn't have the greatest of luck last start. Got back probably a little bit too far, but finished off all right. Back to a home track here. I'm sure she'll run well. And the other one I've got in, that one that went around that Jagger race the other day, behind Blues Bro, finished a couple, probably a couple of lengths behind, was number 7, The Intern. It's probably the youngest one in the field. So she, I'll give her a chance here. Easily could win the race. 1, 5, 6, 8 in the first, Andrew.
They're tricky little races, aren't they, Wayne?
Yeah, and I called you Andrew, you're Sean.
That's all right. Yeah, now you rung me in.
Done you call me Fred, call me whatever you like.
No worries. All right. Now the second today, another maiden. This one over 1,000. We've got a full field. 2 Bagheesh is $3.40. 4 I Am Twisted is $3.70. 8 Sweet Bouquet $4.60. 1 Bounding Badger at 7. 6 Reference at $8.50. 3 Classic Wind at 12. Also 5 Miss Demi Mond at 12. 9 Tay Tay Tail is 21. And 7 Savanita is 101.
I've got to apologise, Sean. I'm a bit flustered this morning. I'm having trouble with my computer. It downloaded everything last night. And then when I went to try to turn it on again, it's saying that it's not responding. So. Trouble getting all my scratchings and watching my videos, and I've score at it, I've kicked it. The cat won't come anywhere near me, so anyway, we'll do our best.
All right.
All right, mate. Here in the second, I've got 8, 2, 4, and 6. I thought number 8 would take a bit of birding, Sweet Bouquet, or Bouquet from very astute Gary Nixon stable. She only lightly raced. She got around some nice races as a 2 year old, and she looks like she's just taking a bit of time. She's back now. It's probably the easiest race she's contested. I've got her on top. Brendan Michael's got a good hand here with 3 of them. I thought number 2, Bagheesha. I'll give it a good hope here, but she's been getting back a long way in its races and hitting the line, and it's coming back from a 1,400-metre race last start back to 1,000 here, so it will need a touch of luck, but it can motor home in the right circumstances. Then I'm throwing in number 4, I Am Twisted. It's been to the races on 6 occasions for 4 very good placings. It's well-travelled. I think it's been placed at Musselbrook, but I'll test knock Dubbo this preparation, so it's not too far away from a win. And I thought number 6, which I win, the other one, another one of the Markle runners, Reference. It's backing up from running last Sunday, Saturday in a 1,200 back to 1,000 here. And it's always around the money. So 8, 2, 4, 6.
All right. Now, the third, we pull out number 2, Have a Nip. 3 Cosmic Powers is $1.65. 6 Mossman Gorge, $3.40. 7 Jay Aqua is $6. 1 Exclamation, $6.50. 5 is Kenny as 16. 8 Lease of Life, 51, with 9 Barefoot Babe, also 51. 4 for Shan, $101. Got the shorty here, Cosmic Powers from the Snowden camp, but a few of these are showing a little bit of ability.
I think it is. It's very speedy. She got a wing on every hoof. She was a good winner on debut at Hawkesbury. Then she went out for a spell, and her run the other day was good. She showed a lot of speed, crossed and led them a Murray chase, and that was 1,100, I think, the other day. Back to the power with you today. She'll take a lot of beating. Blake Chin's got some nice rides here today, and this is one of them. So I think it'll be very hard to beat. Of the others, number 1, Exclamation, Mark Newnham. And I've got to say, I've got a vested interest in this young boy that rides at Robbie Dole, an Irish boy with 3 kilos. I think you'll be hearing a lot more of him, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
This horse resumes from Australia today. It's had a nice little trial. It had good form last prep. It's got the big weight, and the blinkers go back on today, but I think Mark's been very patient with this, Mark Newnham, and he's found a nice race for it today. It'll be hitting the line very, very strongly. 6 Mossman Gorge. He's been gelded since his last prep. Matthew Dale doesn't swing too many horses up here to Kembla Grange. He showed plenty of potential as a 2-year-old. He went around, I think his last start was in the Black Opal. And he's put away after that. His form before that was very, very good. I think his first couple of starts he led or was up on the speed, and his last couple he sort of got back. So he's been gelded now, and I'll be interested to see with a couple of gear changes there what he can do today. But as I say, Matty Dale doesn't bring them up here too often. And the other one thrown in is number 7, Jay Aqua, only lightly raced. Showed a good potential last prep to win a recent trial. I think it's got to be considered 3-1, 6-7.
All right, the fourth, this is a fascinating race. This is a maiden over 1,000. Now, one scratching 8 Manhattan Bridge. 5 Missed Out is 290. 2 Explosive Missile, 320. 10 Diodosio, 390. 3 Privilege, 650. 4 Anna's Joy, 18. Now, 1 Allied, 23. 7 All Too Good, 23, along with 9 New York Miss. And 6 Afterthought, 26. I said fascinating because a lot of these are first starters. They've had a lot of trials, but I'll run through the gear changes because there's gear changes galore here. A lot of them to do with bits and things. Allied number 1's got a Norton bit on for the first time. 2 Explosive Missiles got a lugging bit the first time. 3 Privily, a lugging bit first time and a tongue tie. 4 Anna's Joy, lugging bit, tongue tie. 5 Missed Out, blinkers off. 8 Manhattan Bridge has got blinkers on and a lugging bit the first time. 9 New York Miss, blinkers first time, a lugging bit and a tongue tie. So there could be horses improve out of sight with these gear changes here.
True. There's a lot of first starters there. So I suppose they're not really gear changes to first starters. They've probably trialled in them.
Yeah.
Whatever. So
there's a bit of gear going on though.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I've gone 2, 5, 10, and 7. I've gone with this first starter. As I said, there's a few first starters here, but David Pfeiffer can get his horses up and running. I really like the trials of number 2, Explosive Missile. Trial well last prep, and then it's come back and it looks fairly push button too, natural speed, and it's won its 2 trials this time in. Do I think it'll take some beating? It's on top for me. I thought number 5 Missed Out. It's had the race experience. Inside draw, as you say, a few gear changes. The blinkers come off this one. It'll strip fitter. It looked like it went a bit too keen there at Hawkesbury first up from a spell, and it was just wanting the last little bit. So gets a better race here for it. I thought number 10, Teodoso. It's only had one run. Had the benefit of that race experience. It was easy in the market the other day at Wyongville. I thought it ran very, very well. And of the others, we'll throw in number 7, All Too Good. It's only ever had one career run at Warwick Farm on a very heavy track, and it was up on the speed, and I didn't mind its trials coming to this. It might be a bit of value, so we'll go numbers 2, 5, 10, 7.
All right, we go to the fifth now, over 1,200, and 7 Vegas strip out. Now, 6 Volknut, 340, 8 Coulthard, 390, 2 Pure Rebel, 550, 1 Ballord is 750, 3 Havanip, $8, 4 Midnight Ride, 13, along with 5 Oakfield Ricky, 10 Man of Colours, 15, and 9 Colour Drops is an $18 pop.
I've gone 8, 2, 6, and 4. Another one of the team Snowden was his 8 Coulthard, beautifully bred horse. He's resuming a spell here today. He showed good potential last prep. He looked like he was just a horse that needed another prep. And he's been given very, very quiet trials coming into this. So I think we watch the market very closely. Number 2, Pure Rebel's done nothing wrong. Very, very consistent galloper for the Gary Portelli camp. He'll bring home another check here today. The other's number 6, Belknut. He's a trainer I don't know a lot about, David Smith from Mudgee. Now, he produced his horse out at Warren the other day, and he looked like he was big in condition, but he was too good there, ridden. Obviously, a good ride by Greg Ryan. Must be a story to him. I believe he might have started off with in Sydney, maybe with Gay Waterhouse, and he ended up in Queensland, I think, I'm not quite sure now, I'm only guessing. But he had a bit of form up there. He did win a race at Ipswich and showed a fair bit of form. So he's ended up back here in New South Wales. Obviously, I don't know whether it's the Bobs or what it is, but he's a very, very nice horse, and he'll strip better from that first-up run at Warren. Okay, of the others, I thought number 4, Midnight Ride, had a bit of a freshen up. Normally runs well fresh. One of the Markle runners in the race, I think she's got 2 or 3. I've got numbers 8, 2, 6, and 4. Dead set, watch the market here. Sean, there's a couple here that I think will be very well fancied.
All right, race 6 over the 1,400, and we pull out numbers 8, Tarsin, 13, Onslaught, 15, Excited Prince, 17, Street Pursuit, and 18, Legislation. Now, number 5, Shavish is the favourite, $5 in an open race, 3, Karachi at $5.50, also 14, Rogue Missile, $5.50. 9 Choice Lager, $7.50, 10 Culotta, $9, 2 Rock Milady, $9.50, 4 Coolcraft, $10, 16 I Am Impressed is $14, 6 Fig Tree, $15, 7 Kashan, $15, 12 Aerosede is $21, 1 Brace is $26, and 11 Dabawi Dream, $26.
Gee, we've got a couple of very, very good benchmark races here, Andrew. Sean, look, they could easily go and be a midweek race in town, obviously, you know, the form of some of these. Okay, I'm going to go this way. 5, 2, 4, and 1. Gee, I think he was one of the best things Beat I've ever seen or for a long time, number five, Chavish, the other day, one from Team Snow Camp, Blake Shin rides. He got cut out about three times up the running. He was only beaten, half a head or something in the end, or a neck. So that was a huge run, and this should be his peak at the fourth run back from the spell. Luck in running, a bit of an awkward draw there, but he goes very well on this Kembla track. So I've got him on top. I thought the danger come from his stablemate, Rock Milady. Had the one run back from a spell. Was expecting the betting there at Rose Hill, and it'll strip fitter. Looks to be a big gross type of horse. He figured prominently in the stewards report from that first up run there at Rose Hill too, on the back of some nice trials. So this is a nice race for him. I tipped Coolcraft last time, and you can do whatever you like. And I jumped off, and I went for Chavish. And Coolcraft, finding a good track, dry track for a change, he put his head out and was too good. And I've got to throw him in the numbers again here today. Hopefully he's found a bit of form, get a bit of confidence out of that. And number one, Braces. He's got the big weight here, but gee, he should have finished closer.
He had no luck at all the other day, did he?
Just none at all.
And was getting home nicely.
Motored home. I think another one that's in the race just finished in front of him, the one to Ronnie Quinn down the weights here, I Am Impressed. And there's not a real lot of difference in the weights, but I Am Impressed is drew off the track. So I'd like to know his sectionals the other day. I haven't got him in front of me, but that was a 12.50 up at the 1,400 metres. So Hicko, he'll be down there annoying me today.
Ah, he will be.
Normally he rings when I'm on air or on TV. He rings me to say hello.
Well, we've given him up now, but that was a good run the other day, that horse.
It was a great run, mate. So 5.241. It's just got the big weight. That's why I shied off a little bit.
Yeah. Now, race 7, 3-year-old Maiden, 1 Augustus and 6 Meraviat. Now, 9 Pandemonium, 2.15. 5 Cool Dude Osbred is $4. 3 Campaign, $5. 11 Seababe, $9.50. 2 California Grand Cru is $10. Number 10 Pellegrina, 14. 4 Chipotle is 26. Now, 8 Tsunami Alert, 41. And 7 Solid Asset, $51.
As usual, like these had just turned 3-year-old. They were 2s. But did we see some nice young horses come down, go through the grades down here? I've gone 9, 5, 11, and 3. I've gone with Pandemonium. Gay and Adrian thought enough to take this down to Melbourne after running a terrific third in its first debut run in Sydney. Went around at Caulfield and Flemington. Well, it was beaten but not disgraced. And showed a lot of speed in those races, its first three starts. Went for a spell. Trialled well coming into its first run at Wyong, where it was well supported. Just never hit the ground running. It was caught wide and it was doing its best work late. That was 1,100. Goes to the 1,400 metres today. I think it gets a chance to win. I've got number 5, Cool Dude Osbred is a danger. The Gerald Ryan horse ran a very, very good debut on the Beaumont track running second there. Tried very, very hard. And I think that might have been a pretty hot form race too. It looked like he'd improve with the run. And he's a definite danger. And then we go down to number 11, Seababe. Only had the one career run back at March in the Magic Night on a very heavy track. Oh, sorry, soft track it was. Beyond Tulip, Elise, they horses like that. Trialled nicely coming into this. I think it'll be fancied here today. And the dead set chance in the race. And number 3, Campaign, another lovely horse. Looks like a slow learner. Nothing went right for him on his debut run. Turned out, his two runs this time in have been all right. He's got back and hit the line okay. So stepping to 1,400 metres today, he's a player. 9, 5, 11 and 3.
They're often tricky races, those, aren't they? Where you get horses that have had one run and been tipped out, and all of a sudden the penny drops when they come back.
Just to hope you know the day that the penny drops. So I don't hear it too often.
No, never mind. 1 Lunar Spin and 9 Halberd come out of the final event, race 8. That's over 1,600. 1 Bon Equus is 3.30. 7 Cocopoo, 6. 2 Year Bravo, 6.50. Also 8 Gracious Grey, 6.50. Now 6 Damaging is 7.50. 4 Captain Mannering, 10. 5 Corridon, 12. Number 10 Hypernicus also is 12. 12 Raise the Limit, 16. 11 Iron Bulletproof, 31. 13 Sarian, 51. And 14 Espresso Shot, $61. This looks a little bit open.
Good race to finish off here. I've gone numbers 3, 8, 5 and 2. He likes this track, Bon Equus. Joe Price brought him here a few times. He might have even won his maiden here. Might be wrong there. But, gee, I think his best run for a while was his last start there at Wyong. He really, really got the line very, very well there. So I think in this type of race, he can show up. He might be just starting to hit a bit of form. I think the danger will come from Ronnie Quinton's mare, Gracious Grey. Link is going her today. She hasn't been beaten far in recent runs, and she hits the line strongly when she's ridden quiet. So coming back to provincial grade, she could easily win the race here. Of the others, number 5, Corridon. Chris Waller's got a couple of runners here. I don't think his horse has been racing up the speed now. He's had a couple of starts, but I don't know if he ran out the 1,900 the other day. So coming back to a mile here, easy race. I think he's got a little bit of ability. Now, I had to throw in his stablemate, number 2, Yeah Bravo. Kicks off here at 1,600 metres. Hasn't just don't know about him first up, but he did. His horse can show up. His trials was hard to get a go at on. I think they were okay. So maybe just watch the market in the last year. There's a couple of queries. 3, 8, 5, and 2.
All right. Now, have you found anything that sort of stands out on the day?
I reckon Shavish. I just thought he had Back Me Next Start written all over him the other day when he was beaten here at Kemble. I know it's a strong race, but I think he's in good form at the moment. So race 6, number 5, Shavish.
All right, that'll do us, Wayne. Good luck the other day, and will hear your late mail throughout the day
Is
as well.
Is there any quaddy numbers, Shawnee?
Oh, sorry, we'll grab those, yeah. Get your quaddies.
Get them, okay, best race yep. 6, number 5. Yep. My quaddies starting race 5, numbers 8, 2, 6. Race 6 will be 5, 2, 4. Race 7, 9, and 5. And race 8, 3, 8, and 5. I don't know what it comes to, but I try to keep it pretty short there.
All right, terrific. Good luck, and hear you through the day.
Thanks, Sean. If anyone knows how to help me with this computer, please help me.
Yeah, I mean, often the percussion treatment helps. Put the
I
bird
love
in.
My team, man. I'm something that rhymes with it.
Okay, a couple of letters short, all right?
Thanks, mate.
Good on you, Wayne Harris. And you'll hear the sound of him building that computer shortly, I think.